The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services confirms that a woman from an unnamed southwest Alaska village has been hospitalized with symptoms of botulism. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Health officials are not releasing the woman's name, but they confirm that she was taken to the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage Wednesday night. Epidemiologist with the Division of Public Health contacted the woman's family, who reported that she had consumed fermented beaver tail, seal oil, and some beluga. No one else apparently ate the food, which was subsequently thrown away. Greg Wilkinson is a spokesman for the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. He confirms that efforts are underway to try and pinpoint the exact cause of the botulism.
We've asked the family to try to retrieve what they can and send us samples. So if we do receive some samples, they will be tested to see if we can pinpoint which of the food sources do have that botulism toxin in them.
Wilkinson says two staff members with the Alaska Department of Health will be headed to the village to conduct some education about botulism to prevent additional people from getting sick.
What can really bring about an increased amount of the botulism toxin is that many people today are using more modern methods of fermenting. They use Tupperware containers, or they use plastic bags, and when they seal them up without any oxygen getting to it, the botulism bacterium really tends to multiply even faster than it does if it's left exposed to the air. So it's really recommended that if you're going to do this, that you use traditional native methods where they would wrap them in moss or peat or cover them in straw and bury them in the ground, rather than using more modern methods like plastics or Tupperware.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services confirms that 98 cases of botulism were reported back in the 1990s, with another 57 cases reported since the year 2000. Between 1950 and 2010, there were a total of 283 cases of botulism reported in Alaska, resulting in 20 deaths. Botulism is a serious illness caused by a deadly poison, and botulism has been known to result in death. The Department of Health reports that almost all cases of botulism in Alaska have been caused from eating fermented native foods, such as fermented beaver tail, stinky eggs and stinky heads, seal oil, or blubber. Wilkinson asserts that it's nearly impossible to tell if a food product has been contaminated with botulism.
You can't tell if something's been contaminated with botulism, and even a small taste of it can be seriously poisonous. So tasting it is not a good idea either. It's a risk. It's a risk that you take when you eat naturally fermented foods like that.
Symptoms of botulism include weakness on both sides of the body, starting at the head and moving down the body, blurred vision, dry mouth, diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, and trouble breathing. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.